Buenos dias from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 13th of November, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. First off, this week on Sunday the 9th, a powerful tidal surge linked to an Atlantic storm system struck the Canary Islands, leaving 3 people dead and 15 injured. According to local authorities, the surge, intensified by strong winds and high waves, caused widespread coastal flooding and damage to seafront areas on several islands, including Tenerife and Gran Canaria. Emergency services responded to numerous rescue calls as people were swept away or injured by debris. Officials had issued warnings ahead of the storm, urging residents and tourists to avoid coastal areas and refrain from taking photos or videos near the rough seas. Next. Recent study by FUNCAS, an economic and social research foundation, has revealed that Spain has one of the highest child poverty rates in the EU, just over 29%, well above the EU average of 19%. Countries with the lowest rates are Denmark, a little over 10%, and Finland, just above 11%. Despite Spain's relatively high average income, a growing gap is emerging between generations. The study found that this is driven by several factors, including limited social benefits available to all children, and a shortage of affordable housing compared to many other European countries. The study warns that child poverty often carries into adulthood, perpetuating a cycle, so it's important to deal with these issues as soon as possible. FUNCAS is now using the evidence to request better solutions from the central government that combine access to education, support for working parents, expanded child benefits, and improved housing. On Wednesday the 12th, far-right party Vox brought a bill to Congress proposing a ban on the burqa and niqab in public spaces, although they are extremely rarely seen. The burqa and niqab are body, hair, and face coverings that women who follow the Islamic religion very deeply, at least some of them. Pepa Milan, Vox's party spokesperson, argued the measure aims to protect women coerced into wearing these garments and to defend Spain's Western identity, which she says is incompatible with Islam. The proposal includes prison sentences for up to 3 years for anyone forcing their use and fines of up to 600 euros for wearing them in public. Initially, Vox did not oppose Islamic veils, supporting parental rights and religious education. However, its alignment with European far-right movements like Marine Le Pen's in competition with the anti-Islam Catalan party Alianza Catalana has led Vox to adopt this new stance. In other news, on Monday the 10th, Vatican launched an investigation into Bishop Rafael Zornoza of Cadiz and Ceuta in the south over allegations of sexual abuse of a minor when he was a priest during the 1990s. The complaint submitted this year to the Discusary for the Doctrine of the Faith says Zornoza abused the victim for 7 years using his position of authority to manipulate and silence him. This was the first publicly known case in Spain of a bishop being investigated for child sexual abuse. Zornoza has continued his public duties while the inquiry proceeds. Spain's broader clerical abuse database has recorded over 1,500 clergy people and nearly 3,000 victims, highlighting systemic issues of cover-ups and inadequate reporting within the church. As many will know and some will remember, Franco died 50 years ago this year on the 20th of November. A new initiative called Archivo 20N is requesting and posting younger people interviewing elders who were around about their memories of the day and their thoughts since. Anybody interested can check their website, archivo20n.com. That's archivo20n.com. Links in the show notes. Some royal news on Tuesday the 11th. King Felipe VI began his visit to China, first state visit by a Spanish monarch in 18 years. 4-day trip aims to strengthen bilateral trade and political ties and coincides with the 20th anniversary of high-level Spain-China relations. Visit follows several trips by President Pedro Sanchez aimed at rebalancing trade, which currently favors China heavily. King Felipe will meet with President Xi Jinping, Premier Li Qiang, and senior officials, attend business forums, and visit Spanish companies operating in China. Stronger ties have already helped Spanish exports, particularly pork, while Chinese investment in Spain is growing in sectors such as electric vehicle batteries, automotive energy, and, of course, mining. On to the roads. On Wednesday the 12th, the government launched a new €3,000 subsidy to encourage people to obtain Class C and D truck driving license aimed to address the country's severe shortage of professional drivers. With an aging workforce, poor working conditions, discouraging new entrants, Spain currently lacks thousands of long-haul truck and bus drivers. The grant will cover training, exam fees, psychotechnical tests, and is compatible with other grants the government has to offer. From down below to up above on Sunday the 9th, a fresh batch of over 120 British red kite chicks was sent to Extremadura in southern Spain to revive the local population, which has dwindled to fewer than 50 mating pairs in recent years because of predators and human threats. The initiative builds on decades of success in the UK, where red kites were once extinct in England and Scotland, but now number over 6,000 breeding pairs. Chicks are collected in northern England, flown to Madrid, transported to a wildlife hospital for tagging, GPS fitting, and acclimatization before release. Now on to film and culture. On Monday, the third news outlet, El País, released an article about Baños Films in Vigo, Galicia, in the Northwest, the last regional distributor preserving 35mm film reels, a format now obsolete due to digital cameras. The company, which was founded in 1953 by Emilio Baños and later inherited by brother Milo and Pablo, maintains a warehouse full of feature films, trailers, and newsreels, along with old promotional posters and artwork to this day. Baños Films captures a vanishing era of analog cinema, highlighting three generations who brought films to remote Galician towns, where reels were transported slowly and repeatedly repaired after showings. Speaking of vanishing eras, Madrid's famous kiosk newsstands could potentially see their end within a few years. Of roughly 300 still operating, more than 200 municipal press licenses will expire by September 2029, which leaves their futures uncertain. Generations of families have run these kiosks, but sales have collapsed as the internet, 2008 financial crisis, pandemic, and remote work have reduced foot traffic over time. But it's not all doom and gloom. Despite shrinking profits, these newsstands remain vital community hubs, providing personalized service, local knowledge, social connections. While younger generations hesitate to take over, owners hope the city council will offer clarity on license renewal and explore regulatory flexibility. For now, the sector's holding on. Time will tell how long. Another major story this week involves Lamine Yamal, Barcelona's football club's young prodigy, and Spanish Football Federation's decision to prevent him from playing for the men's national team. On Tuesday the 10th, Yamal underwent a radio frequency operation to treat a groin issue. The same morning, Spain's national team training camp began. 18-year-old had already missed 5 La Liga matches due to the injury. Federation was surprised by Yamal's operation, stating they had not been informed of the procedure beforehand. The decision to cut Yamal sparked widespread debate online, with some defending Yamal, but others posting race-baited hate on social media. Luis de la Fuente, Spain's national team manager, has criticized the timing of the surgery, highlighting the conflict it created with team preparations. And finally, Friday the 7th, Rosalía's fourth album, Lux, broke records as the most streamed debut in 24 hours by a female Spanish-language artist on Spotify, amassing over 42 million streams, surpassing Colombian singer Karol G's previous record. Lux incorporated opera and classical influence, features vocals by the Catalan singer in 14 languages, Italian, Latin, Ukrainian, and Arabic. Rosalía collaborated with artists such as Bjork, Yves Tumor, Carminho, and Yarintza, while Daniel Barnason, conductor of the London Symphony Orchestra, helped executive produce the album. Rolling Stone praised the album with a 5-star review, calling it a unique record unlike anything in contemporary music. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. And now, listen carefully, listeners. We mentioned this last week. Rorschach needs to pull in some revenue. And if you are hearing this, you like what we're doing. So, just in time for the holidays, we are selling t-shirts, very cool ones. However, there's a problem. The normal way to sell t-shirts is digital ads, which is code for handing money to oligarchs like Mark Zuckerberg. The Rorschach you know and love will not do that. So we will sell via personal collections, where real human beings who like our t-shirts, like you, can set up personal collections, and whoever sells the most will get a free trip to Lisbon in early April. So help us out. Be cool. Check the show notes. Hasta la próxima.